Standing at an Austin pawn shop counter, Jessica Huniger traded precious family heirlooms for $900 to fund what would become Noonday Collection, now a thriving business employing thousands worldwide. Her first trunk show sold 90% of her African goods as friends gathered to support her family's adoption journey. What makes this story remarkable isn't just the success, but how it happened despite Jessica's persistent fears. As her mentor Brené Brown notes, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important. This philosophy underpins Jessica's approach, choosing to go scared rather than waiting for fearlessness. The moment you stand up for something that matters, voices will tell you to sit back down, often your own. Jessica calls this mental committee the itty-bitty bologna sauce committee, which functions like mean girls questioning your abilities and worth. To move forward despite fear, you must first recognize these voices to silence them. For years, Jessica constructed a fictional should story about her business background, fashion school graduate with MBA training and parental funding. The real story involved pawning jewelry, working from a bathroom desk, and zero industry knowledge. Once she embraced her authentic journey with all its messiness, she discovered it was far more compelling than her fabrications. Years later, watching Noonday ambassadors being welcomed with drums and dancing in a Ugandan artisan workshop, Jessica reflected on how far they'd come. Despite constant fears about both failure and success, she had moved forward because people's livelihoods depended on it. Comfort and safety tempt us to stay in our bubble-wrapped existence, but true fulfillment comes from stepping into the unknown. In church, watching her friend's adopted Ethiopian daughter Tessa, with one small arm, raise her hand to sing "He Loves Us," Jessica realized our souls know our true worth, independent of our bodies or achievements. Studies show 98% of women want to change their appearance, with Americans spending $60 billion yearly pursuing impossible ideals. Jessica's body image struggles began at age 8 at Weight Watchers, until her trainer advised, "Jessica, I think you know exactly what to do. It is time to trust yourself." As Noonday grew, Jessica struggled balancing entrepreneurship and motherhood, imagining a good mom who stayed home and cooked organic meals. Her friend Jen's wisdom proved transformative. "Your kids will be better, not worse, for having a mama who flew around the world to serve," helping Jessica replace either-or thinking with both and possibilities. At Noonday Collection, they celebrate being imperfect by design, creating unique pieces from natural materials. Through adoption, Jessica learned that beauty's definition varies across cultures, ultimately learning to embrace her body with gratitude instead of rejection. We don't truly grow until we own our stories in front of others. As Oprah learned through countless interviews, everyone wants to be seen and heard, requiring both vulnerability, authentic presence, and empathy, feeling understood. Jessica's friend Norbert, who helped with their Rwandan adoption, embodied profound vulnerability. At 16, he survived the 1994 genocide by hiding in a forest after losing his family. He later made his way to Kigali, worked while homeless, put himself through law school, and chose to help orphans. Initially fearful of judgment, Jessica carefully curated different versions of herself. But when she embraced vulnerability, openly discussing her lack of executive experience and leadership challenges, she found strength in authenticity. The formula became clear: vulnerability paired with empathy creates wholeness. When women support each other instead of competing, they create the sisterhood effect, a force of collaboration over comparison. Society often drives women to judge rather than connect with one another. In Haiti, Wideline, an assistant manager at Noonday's partner workshop, reached out to Ginny, the adoptive mother of the child she had placed for adoption years earlier. Ginny responded gracefully, acknowledging their shared motherhood. Women frequently judge each other's choices, from possessions to parenting styles. Jessica herself once judged book authors before becoming one, showing how judgment stems from misunderstanding. The sisterhood effect means simply, "I'm in, I'm here, I see you." In Uganda, Jalaya demonstrated this principle when her employee Nikato faced abuse. Jalaya advocated at the police station until Nikato's abusive husband was arrested, ensuring Nikato and her children could live safely. Jessica learned that effective compassion requires genuine connection, not just good intentions. Her early missteps, from giving lollipops with English instructions to unsustainable sponsorships, taught valuable lessons. At a recovery center, a resident named Wanda showed her that people need love, not fixing. Her work in Bolivia revealed how Western aid often fails without local input. She discovered that entrepreneurship, the pursuit of opportunity beyond resources controlled, empowers more effectively than handouts. Noonday Collection embodies this through linked prosperity, measuring success by opportunities created rather than profits alone. Everyone has power through presence, voice, and purchasing choices. Fair trade creates sustainable jobs in vulnerable communities. The key question is whether your power flows through to others or stops with you. Jessica and her husband shifted from asking, "How much do we give?" to "How much do we keep?" living on a reasonable budget and sharing the rest. Jessica compares motherhood to scaling a business. Both demand a long-term perspective and balanced effort to avoid burnout. Her partnership with Jalia exemplifies sustained commitment, growing from 7 artisans to 100 with 400 trained bead rollers in the community. She stresses commitment over merely trying, like in parenting where you're fully dedicated, not just attempting. This impact-driven approach requires patience, especially when addressing deep-rooted issues in vulnerable communities. Rebecca, a former paralegal turned Noonday ambassador, learned this through experience. After burning out from overwork, she discovered that a sustainable pace made her more effective in all roles. For artisan partners, steady orders matter more than occasional large ones, enabling better planning. Jessica maintains balance through exercise, meditation, spiritual connection with her husband, nurturing friendships, and staying present with family by limiting phone use. In Uganda, Jessica witnesses lives transformed. Bukenya rose from street kid to production manager. Rianne found purpose supporting artisans through cancer. And Latifa escaped abuse to become quality control manager. Caleb's early dreams were humble, just a mattress, mosquito net, plate, and fork. Jessica's initial prayers were similarly modest. Send me an attorney, an angel investor, some help. 7 years later, Jalaya proudly shows Jessica's family their employee-sustaining farm. Together, they plant an avocado seed, a 7-year investment symbolizing their lasting partnership. Jessica marvels at Jalaya's evolution from survival to long-term planning. Noonday's name came from Isaiah's verse about light rising in darkness for those helping the hungry, confirmed when a friend unknowingly prayed that exact verse after Jessica's first trunk show. Your invitation to courage isn't about perfection. It's about showing up authentically despite fears. Choose to go scared rather than waiting to be fearless. The world needs your willingness to grow, not your flawlessness.